Hello and welcome to Always in Escrow with Serena Appel and Colby Burchin. Hello, Colby.
Hello, Serena.
I am thrilled to introduce you and all of you to Bill Curtin, the visionary owner of BPD Wash House, the only full-service commercial denim wet and dry process facility on the East Coast. With a passion for denim and a commitment to pure development, Bill has transformed BPD Wash House into a true denim studio, blending a creative atmosphere with unparalleled technical knowledge. While BPD Studio is known globally for its denim expertise, they recently expanded to offer their future vintage tees, which are hand processed and made to order. Bill, welcome to the show.
Hey guys, thanks for inviting me. Super psyched to be here. And yeah, we're all looking pretty good today.
Bill, tell our audience, where are you right now?
Okay, so just to be current, so we're talking denim, and what's happening today, there's a denim trade show happening here in Manhattan. So I came by here to kind of meet up with some colleagues here, discuss denim. So then I stepped out to do the podcast, which I think the timing is kind of great because now you're in the real time, real world of denim.
Wow, that's so awesome. So can you share the inspiration behind founding like BPD Wash House?
Yeah, so what happens, denim is a special part of fashion. It's kind of a subset. You need to have some expertise because once you design the denim has to be made, but then it has to get washed. So that's a component that's a little technical and fashion kind of mixed together. So you need to be somewhat specialized in that area. If you're specialized in it, then you're able to help get the designer's vision out of their head and onto a pair of jeans. So what we do here in Manhattan is we have what I would call a studio. We do wet and dry processing, which means basically stone washing and hand sanding and all the things you see in your jeans that make them look old or make them look dirty or make them look destroyed. We do all that development for the brands. And there was no facility here in New York City. Most of it's centered out in the West Coast or all in Asia or globally in different countries. So what we did is we set up a studio here. And what we do is we service all the multiple brands here. And labels and high-end guys and moderate guys and contemporary guys and help them come up with their vision for denim.
Okay, so what sets BPD Wash House apart as the only full-service commercial denim facility on the East Coast?
What I think our specialty is being able to work with design, get their concept out of their head, even if they can't express what they want to do technically, we're able to figure that out and make sure that we capture their vision and put it on a jean. Now, what I did is I've been in the business, so I used to work for brands, so I know how they operate, I know what they need. So we have like an intrinsic knowledge of what designers need. We also have a very thick skin. And you know, designers can be kind of touchy, they can lose their temper, they can get frustrated. So whatever happens, we can deal with them. So it's almost like denim therapy as well.
So smart. So how do you balance creativity and technical knowledge in denim development at your studio?
That's a good question. So what we have to do is basically the technical part is always important because you want to come up with the concepts. But with the creativity part of it, what you're able to do is come up with new ways of achieving something that is creative. So if we take the basic processes of wet processing, dry processing, finishing denim, then we can add our expertise from a fashion standpoint and say, okay, if we tweak this, we can make it work in a different setting than what it was intended for. So what we're also experts at is taking all this denim finishing and then applying it to non-denim items. So we were the first people that took the Chuck Taylor Converse sneaker made out of canvas. We washed that, we destroyed it, we over-dyed it, we turned it into something else that they didn't even think of. So that was our creativity coming into a basic product, and the technical aspect of it, we improved based on our creativity.
Amazing, your vision. But you know, you've been in fashion for a long time. So I see that coming through in your designs. Everybody has to check out the BPD Wash House feed because we're getting behind the scenes information and images of what they're creating, the different shapes and colors and washes. It's really incredible. Can you discuss the transparent and transferable formulas offered for pre-production needs?
Yeah. So what we do is we create something. We want to make it be able to recreate it globally. So there's two things. There's fashion, there's trend, there's creativity, but then there's also the reality of producing it, right? So we work with big brands as well. So we work with brands like Target. And what we need to do is we need to put in the creativity, put in the execution, but we also need to do it at the cost-effective price. So when you work with a brand like Target, you'll get a great jean at a great price. But let me tell you, that jean at that price, the quality is 100%. So what we're able to do is come up with that vision at a, not an astronomical price. We're able to do it at a competitive price. So that makes us very good with design, but then also with management and sourcing and merchandising, because then they also achieve their margins, their goals. So there's also a commercial side of that, and commercial is not a dirty word for us. We understand what commercial viability is, and we're able to deliver that too.
Wow. Can you tell us about the range of materials your facility processes?
Yeah, so that range starts off with our core competency, which is denim. But then, like I was saying, we go into non-denim. So we finish up leather. We do shot jackets. The leather jackets, they never wet processed them before. So we started washing them to make them look 30 years old. We also work on, like I mentioned, the Chuck Taylor sneaker. Everyone has a pair of Chuck Taylors. We made it a little bit different. We also work on t-shirts. That's how we started talking about the future vintage brand that we started. We call it our 30-year-old wash, where it's like a t-shirt you've had for 30 years, but we make it look brand new. So when we sold quite a bit this summer at the beaches, and we would be wearing the shirt, and then we put little holes in it, we destroyed it. Everyone's like, oh my God, that shirt looks amazing. How old is it? We're saying basically it's brand new.
I love it. So initially you were crafting those vintage t-shirts for your close friends. And then soon enough, even friends of friends were asking for them. So was that what led you to launch Future Vintage Tees?
Yeah. So certain aspects of it are true. So we started doing it with things that we like, right? So you're always going to be successful at things that you do and that you like and you want to wear. So we started doing it. I started wearing it. And everyone's like, oh, this is amazing. So then we started handing them out. And then I went to a store one day in a t-shirt store out in Fire Island. And I said to the woman, oh, you want a t-shirt? She goes, oh yeah, I have tons of t-shirts. I don't need any new t-shirts. And I said, well, I'm wearing one right now. And she looked up and then I had one and I put it on the table. She goes, wait a second. I've never seen a tee like this. It feels so soft. It looks amazing. And next thing you know, she's buying from us. So she was buying all your generic kind of, you know, what you find at seaside resorts for tees. And all of a sudden we brought in something new and it was front and center. And then we came back for the second batch. There were two people waiting for us to come and deliver them because they wanted another size.
Wow.
They're beautiful. I really love that look.
So we feel like we hit on something. We're like, okay, we can do this. So then we started extending it to do it for hoodies. And so we do it now for our friends on the hoodies, and the hoodies this summer will be the next thing that we're going to do. So we kind of expanded from denim into knits as well, but it's still with the denim sensibility of creating something that's special and vintage and looks old, but it's new.
Well, watch out, world, because you're going to have future vintage tees and hoodies soon enough.
Yes, yes, that's our plan. And we have some new ideas coming up this summer. And we'll be launching our website, which will be a customized t-shirt. So you can pick your color, you can pick your destroy, you can pick your logo. So that's going to be launching probably in the next, I would say, 2 to 3 weeks.
Wow. You heard it here, audience.
Yes. Yes, of course. And we'll share all that information when it comes out. And also the good thing about it is what we're doing is all sustainable. So what we're doing is good for the environment. It's good, you know, the three pillars of sustainability. And we do it for the social and for the economic part of it as well. So we have an eye on that because that's actually critical for our future.
What motivated you to initiate Denim 101 classes?
Great question. So what happens with that is that people are sometimes intimidated by the denim process. They're not sure if they can do it. They don't know if they understand it. And when I was starting off in the business, I felt the same way. And I found a few people who kind of were mentors to me and taught me the ways of how it works. So I said, once I get in the position that I can give back and teach, we would do it that way. And so we started teaching these classes and they're just basic tutorial, but the main thing is they're hands-on. So when people come in, they learn through a short tutorial and then we put them in the back working with our guys, hands-on, hand sanding, grinding, destroying, lasering. And what we do is all the brands now send all their junior designers, merchandisers, sourcing people, and they learn the basics. And once you have that basic, it opens up a whole world for you. And all of a sudden you feel like you have a few buzzwords, a few words to make you dangerous, where you can talk to people, get things done, feel somewhat confident. And next thing you know, you start learning more and more, and then you become an expert. And then that's the next generation.
I love it. Teaching the future. Okay, so you're coming to us live from an expo right now. Can you share your perspective on the current trends and innovations that you're seeing in the denim industry?
Yeah. So what's happening now is, like, everyone might know that everything's been skinny jeans and tight and all this. So if we talk about silhouette, which is one of the aspects of trend, is now things are opening up. The number one selling jeans right now for women are wide leg jeans. Everything is becoming, for guys, it's becoming a barrel fit and a looser fit. So that's kind of one thing that's happening. And then everything has been destroyed and beat up for the longest time and high waisted. What's happening now is things are cleaning up. So things are getting more of a raw look in denim, a new look. If anyone is familiar with different brands, think APC denim, which is a traditional French brand from the years gone by, and all they do is raw denim. That's coming back in a big way, and everything is getting cleaned up and a little bit more sophisticated.
You heard it here.
Can you highlight any memorable projects or collaborations that define BPD Wash House?
Yeah, so for us, one of our main things that we had done is we work with emerging brands. So one of the big brands that's happening right now is called Telfar. They're located in Brooklyn. And I don't know if any of you guys are familiar with, but here in New York, they call it the Brooklyn Birkin. So what he came up with his bag. If you look around the city, all the women are carrying these bags around with this logo. But instead of being $20,000, it's $200. So it's kind of this chic but inexpensive type of item. So what we did is they came to us, we want to create a denim version of this bag. So what we did is we helped them with that. And now they're doing their own jeans as well. So we helped them come up with their jeans. And they came up with a whole anti-fit and started a whole trend in denim, as far as doing something completely different than that was out there. So that was something that we felt like we were involved with from the start and brought something new to help them understand denim so they could produce and put their creativity stamp on it, which was amazing. So those are the types of things that we do. And then we also hook up with all different aspects of the denim world. The chemical guys, who are kind of like the boring dry part of it, we make them a little sexier. We work with the laser people and we help them get more exposure from what we do. So I think what we bring is we're a conduit to, like, the whole Manhattan, New York part of things, and make all these parts of the industry that were somewhat boring and not as sexy, we make them sexy.
You certainly are making them sexy. What a thrill being with you, Bill. It is so amazing to see what you're growing, what you're putting out there. Everybody, please follow along. How can people find you, Bill?
Yeah, so let's check us out. So we go by BPD Wash House. BPD stands for Blueprint Denim. So it's bpdwashhouse2h.com. Check us out on Instagram and our website. And we're going to be launching our new customized denim t-shirts that's all done by laser. And we've already previewed it with our friends again, and everyone loves it. So it's going to be something brand new in the business. And Serena, you're the first one who's going to see it once it comes online.
Oh, baby, I cannot wait. I love all that you're putting out there. It's amazing to see what you've created, Bill. I've been along for the ride for a while, and we're going to share your company with so many more people, and please watch out, world. So, Bill, thank you for coming to us live from the expo. So good to be with you.
Yeah, I'm really glad that it's so good that we had this remote situation. So it's like real time. You can see it here in the back with me. So everything's super cool. And if you're looking for newness in denim, think BPD Wash House.